Hello.
Hi, I have pulled the right number. My name is Ruben. I was calling. I was looking for Roberto.
Yeah.
Hi, Roberto. My name is Ruben. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. I was asked to reach out to you regarding the financing of a customer called JC Trucking. You're the equipment dealer, is that correct?
Yeah.
Great. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected?
No, I got him. It's right here. The
It
caller
shows up
ID.
in the 9102.
Yeah, it's 866-9102.
Correct. And you're the salesperson at the dealership, correct?
Yes, I'm the owner.
Oh, you're the owner. Okay, great. So I just want to reach out to you. I guess there's a little confusion. So we're the bank that's financing this customer, and when we financed them, we were making the loan documents for the total amount of the cost, which was the $72,499, something of that nature. The customer was paying us our bank a down payment as part of the loan. And I understand you have a deposit, but I understand that you necessarily don't want to give the deposit back. And then also there's a change in the price. Could you just let me know what's going on so I can understand and hopefully help out here?
Well, no change of the price. The price is the same. The only thing the customer don't agree to give you the down payment to the bank. Never. This is the first time it happened to me. I've been in the business for 30 years and it never down payment goes to the bank. Always I collect the down payment because that's how I work, how everybody works.
We
They
do.
gave me a 14,990
Okay.
and
The customer
I'll
gave you the deposit, the down payment before, sorry, the deposit
down
before they
payment.
were approved, correct?
No, it was approved, already approved.
When did the customer give you the down payment, the deposit?
Last week.
When last week, can you let me know?
Gosh, I don't have the people already.
Because we have two ways that we work. So just so you know, we've been in business 12 years, and I think I'm in underwriting, so there's nothing fishy going on. We're Better Business Bureau accredited. We're in California. We've been in business for 12 years. We do thousands of transactions. On thousands of transactions that we work with, the customer often pays us the down payment. They often don't pay this vendor, the dealer, the down payment. So we have two things we can do here. The first thing is, we would prefer the customer to pay the down payment to us. If that's a problem, then we'll have to redo documents. Is can I ask why it's a
I
problem for
think
the customer? Why is it a problem for the customer? I'm just trying to solve the issue. Why is it a problem for the customer to just get the deposit back from you and then send us our down payment?
once is all my he on his mind he's not gonna give you a down payment. Because on his mind you guys gonna finance the down payment.
I'm sorry?
He think on his mind you guys are lending financing $72,000. He's gonna
That's
be
correct.
charged. That's why he said no. My down payment to the dealer, you guys finance whatever is the balance. That's why he don't want to give you
So
the
this is so
money for
you're
the
okay
down
giving the
payment.
deposit. He doesn't want to give us the deposit. Is that
No,
correct?
even me too. I don't want to give him the deposit back. If I give him the deposit back, I lose my customer. He's gonna go somewhere else. Now I got my customer. I get him approved with another bank. That's my problem because you guys have a
Okay,
good
you
credit. It's
threatening me
okay.
doesn't help out. I'm just here in
No, no, no,
underwriting.
no, no. I'm not trading nobody. I'm
I'm not a
nobody.
salesperson.
That's how I work.
I'm not a salesperson. So I can't change the terms. I'm just here to underwrite the loan. That's it. So any miscommunication with sales has to go through sales. It can't go through me. So I understand from your side, if you feel that if you give him the money back, he's going to take the money and go to another dealer. Is that correct?
Probably
Okay.
just gonna happen. And I want to make sure he don't go anywhere else. But I
Okay.
got to sell my. I got,
If
already got the customer. I got the down payment. So all I got to do is get another bank. I have a lot of bank. I don't. This is my first time going to
I
you.
don't think just to be honest with you, I think you shopping around the deal doesn't really help him. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to reach out to the customer and give them their options. The question I would have for you is this. Nothing can be solved today. This will be pushed off till tomorrow until I get an answer. I've got to go through my boss. But if you fund the full amount through us, if we would rather, because here's the problem. When we normally do these loans, we ask for two payments due at signing. I'm sure you're familiar with the first and last payment due at signing, correct?
When it's a leasing, yeah, it's a first and last payment. Where do you guys leasing the equipment?
We're doing a
The
finance agreement
purchase
with the.
The purchaser is never first and last, Pam, or two months.
We're doing a finance agreement, and he has two options. He can do a first and last payment to us, or he can use this. The money he was giving us was not really a down payment. It included his first full month. So we were just trying to save him money. So what I'm going to have happen is I'm going to have the sales rep reach out to the customer and give them some options and then circle back with you tomorrow, okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time. You can reach me at any time. Like I said, I don't take it as a threat. It's just I'm not on the sales side, so there's only so much that I can do.
Okay. That's fine. Right. No, if you guys cannot do it, that's fine. No problem. The customer already talked to him. Tell him, okay, if this bank don't do it, we get another bank.
Okay. Thank you so much.
See what you can do. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.